Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow pork enthusiasts, are you in for a treat? You know, summer is within sight, and we're thinking about summertime. We're thinking about smoke, and where there's smoke, there's fire, and where there's fire, there's Reds. And we are broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness at the Summer Barbecue Bash at Reds Smokehouse and Tap Room on University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. We've got the whole hog plate for only $15 with all the fixings. We have all you can eat hog for only $22 with everything you can imagine. It's all set up outside. The party is just getting underway. Come on down and join us at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room on University Boulevard in Main Gate Square as we celebrate our allegiance to pork and all of porkdom. And speaking of pork, there is a guy who's coming on our show as our celebrity co-host for the full hour. This is one of our soulmates in the local swinosphere. He is the food and beverage director at the Forum Tucson, and he's my good friend, Chef Mike Lopez. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Matt, how are you doing today?
I mean, I'm doing great. Oh, look, the garage doors are swung up. People are coming in here from all points, northeast, south, and west. We have pork literally in surround sound. I mean, how much better can this get, man?
Yeah, Matt, you couldn't get any better anywhere in the world. This is the best place to be. It's Tucson at Red Smokehouse and Tap Room. I'd rather be nowhere else tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to C.J. Ham. Now, that really is his last name, Mike Lopez.
His name is Ham. You can smoke it or not. That's C.J.
C.J. Ham, we're going to be talking to him, the general manager here at Reds. We're also going to be catching up with our good friend Ramiro Scabo, the guy behind Reds. But let's get caught up with you. Now, the first time I met you, Mike Lopez, you literally were carving a pig.
That is correct.
And it was at Jerry Cigars.
Jerry Cigars.
And of course, all of our listeners know that when Jerry holds a party, yeah, you can eat pork and smoke cigars all at the same time. But you're one of the guys in town who really knows his way around a pig.
I do. You know, pork is, if you got to be known for something, that's the thing you want to be known for.
That's right.
You know, Jerry's does a pork a cookout a couple times a year. We'll do a pig in there, you know, carve it up for some of the guests, smoke some fine cigars, and have a great time. The community here in Tucson is very welcoming to us.
Now, I noticed that you're not holding a cigar in your hand, and this is probably the first time, Mike Lopez, that I've seen you without a stick.
Well, I had one earlier, so
okay.
I came from Jerry's down to here, and here we are.
Oh, you know, he's probably listening right now. Let's say hey to Jerry and the team at Jerry Cigars.
So, Jerry, Andrew, Freddie, all the guys, you know, welcome. Tune in. Come on down for a plate. I know you close early, so this is the place to be.
Now, when it comes to a pig, now, I know they got their pigs today from E&R Pork, and we're actually going to be talking to Rod Miller of E&R Pork about sort of the breeds of pigs that people are thinking about. But when it comes to size, I've seen you handle big pigs. I've seen you handle small pigs. What kind of pig do you think they're bringing out for this party? Did you get a look at the hogs when they were going to
the smoker? I did not. I think, you know, most common is the Berkshire. That's one of the bigger pigs, more common, you know, good marbling, good flavor, you know, lends itself well to smoking and barbecue, that kind of environment. So I think more than likely it's going to be in the area that we're looking at, but we'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah, now I looked at that smoker. That has got to be one of the biggest smokers in southern Arizona. That's a Myron Mixon smoker.
It's a Myron Mixon. You're looking, I'd put probably 750 to 1,000 pounds in there at one time. That's a beautiful looking smoker.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to dream and build a smoker, that's the one you'd want to look at.
I love that. So, you know, when I saw you taking down that pig, Jerry Cigars a few years ago, you know, it was like another day at the office for Mike Lopez. I was a little intimidated, and I didn't really know my way around. I like to eat. I'm not a big butcher guy.
Sure.
But butchering a pig is really not as advanced skill as someone might think.
No, it's not. You know, the pig is broken down just like any of the games are. You know, a pigeon, a chicken, you know, cow, they're all broken down into subquarters. You break it down into pieces you can handle. You know, the loin, you know, the ribs, the roasts, you know, they all break down separately. The meat has a natural separation and tells you where to cut it. You know, the separation, you know, it'll tell you where you're at, you know, to bring it out, you know, trim it down, and have fun with it.
Now, is there a favorite cut? When you're thinking about the whole hog, when Mike Lopez is ready for some pork, is there a cut that you go after more often than not? I mean, and I love everything pork, but is there something inside that just says Mike Lopez is going to have a good time tonight?
I mean, the cheek meat is the most sought after. Everyone goes after that.
The cheeks.
Absolutely.
Everyone
wants that. That's where all the flavors develop. You know, the pig is eating, and everything develops and packs in those cheek jowls. You know, you can't go along with the pork tenderloin. you know, low fat, you know, high flavor, you know, very little exercise. So it's not a tougher, you know, it's a very tender piece, just like the beef tenderloin would be.
Right.
You know, the shoulder lends itself, you know, great to barbecue. You know, pork shoulder, you know, it's known as the Boston butt or the shoulder roast, but it's actually the shoulder. You know, but, I mean, that's one of the most universal pieces of pork you're going to get.
I love that. And then what about smoking? Is there a particular wood that you think really is appropriate for the kind of pork that we're having tonight?
Yeah, wood makes a big difference. I mean, it changes the context of flavors. You know, I prefer, like, a peach and mesquite blend. It kind of gives it a sweeter flavor.
Peach?
A peach wood.
Peach wood.
Peach wood.
I've never, I don't think I've ever heard of peach wood before.
Yeah, you get a peach wood. I mean, it's a nice, you know, citrusy kind of flavor. You bring it in, you know, with your smoke, and you render that. That's where it's at.
So, now, of course, cherry and hickory and pecan
Mesquite and pecan.
But peach.
Yeah, peach wood.
I'm writing this down, man.
You know, I lived in North Carolina for many years.
Oh, you did?
You know, oh, yeah, absolutely. Stationed at Camp Lejeune in the Marine Corps in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It lends itself to the pork industry.
I love it.
You know, so the peach wood down there, Georgia peach right down the road. You know, we had some great wood. They had a good time.
Just dig it.
That's where I started at.
We're talking to Mike Lopez. He is the director of food and beverage at the Forum, Tucson, and the guy who knows his pigs. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour now. I just pulled up one of these Dragoon Brewing Company's Saison Blues. Now, Dragoon is a local brewer that they've got their products that are featured tonight. Of course, a whole long tap. We're at the tap room, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
What did the bartender draw for you, Mike Lopez?
I am drawing, it looks like a Barrio Blonde.
Beautiful.
I'm looking at Barrio Blonde. It's
nice, you know, place to start. You know, nice and approachable. They say the sort of the craft beer for craft beer beginners.
Yes.
Is over there at Barrio Brewing Company.
Yeah, that's the place to be.
What are you liking these days on the local food and beverage scene? I mean, are there any particular favorites to restaurants of yours that you've been frequenting these days?
You know, there's so much to go on. There's so many new places here in town. I think, you know, obviously Red's here. We've been here several times. We go to the U of A Presents Musicals over here. It's on the right on campus, so it lends itself right here. Brothers Barbecue. Where the old Wildcat House used to be.
Over there on Stone
right Avenue.
Here, just south of Grant, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good place. That's up and coming. You know, some of the local, you know, we were sad to see that Acacia's shutting down.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Albert Hall, the local legend. We love him dearly.
Legend is the right word, Mike.
You know, so many places. Yeah, yep. You pick and choose. You know, prefer to stay local, you know, buy local, stay local, and support our local guys.
What about the libation side? Now, are you typically a beer guy? Is that how you roll? Or are you going to hoist a whiskey every now and then?
It depends on the day. You know, it changes like the temperature.
Now, what about, are you a wine guy? I just got back from Santa Barbara about an hour and a half ago. We drank wine for the last 3 days. We've had some great vino out there. You pull up a bottle of wine sometime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love a good wine. You know, personally preference, I'm looking more at, you know, Australian, New Zealand wines. We do an Argentina Malbecs. Those are always, you know, nice. Go with some beef, some pork tonight. That would go well. Just depends on the environment and then what the mood is.
I love it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to kind of shift from barbecue to burgers because our good friend over at Zen Burger, he's going to be talking about the Zenful Moment campaign that they have going. And whoever wins this fun initiative is going to get free Zen Burger for a year, Mike Lopez.
You can't go better than that's the place to be right there, Zen Burger.
Anyway, a quick commercial break. We're coming back and thank a couple of sponsors. We're live from Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room on University Boulevard in Main Gate Square for their summer barbecue bash. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Hey, fellow foodies. It's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Summer Barbecue Bash right in the heart of Mangate Square on University Boulevard at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room. As I said, we have a whole hog in surround sound. Come on out here. $22. Get you all you can eat hog with all the fixins and a chance to meet our celebrity co-host, the director of food and beverage at the Forum Tucson, Mike Lopez, is back with us. Having a great time?
Absolutely, Matt. You know, this is the place to be tonight. Great crowd here. It's just starting and a lot of time to go.
I think I smelled the smoke about 5 miles before I came down here.
When I pulled in the parking lot right here by the Marriott at Main Gate, you could smell it from the parking lot.
I tell you what. Well, there's this certain aroma that you get when you walk into a Zin Burger, and I love the way these guys produce these sort of gourmet signature patties. But there's something coming up here to celebrate National Burger Month. It's called Zinful Moments, and we want to bring on our good friend, executive chef from Zin Burger up on River Road, Gabriel Kiwis is here. Gabriel, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
I got to tell you, man, wish you were here. I mean, I know your people need you there. And, you know, whenever Gabe Kiwis steps away from the kitchen, people start getting nervous. You know, they want you to do what you do best. But it would be great for you to be sitting here having a beer with us.
Oh, man. I'm so jealous. So jealous. I wish I really was there with you right now.
Well, I tell you what, in addition to this being National Barbecue Month, May is also National Burger Month. And you guys at Zin Burger are doing something crazy, off-the-hook fun. You've got something called Zinful Moments, and this is an interactive way for all of your guests across Southern Arizona to get involved to celebrate the wisdom of the burger. Give our listeners a sense of what this whole Zinful Moment thing is.
So, check this. You are eating at our restaurant. You take a picture of what you think is your Zinful Moment. That could be anywhere from your child to having a milkshake, you digging into our green chili spicy chipotle mayo fries or loaded fries. Take a picture, post it to Instagram or Facebook, hashtag Zinful Moment, tag your username, and you can get free Zin Burger for 1 full year. That is insane. We're talking about $10 to $15 burgers free for a year.
I have to stop you right there because I want to make sure that we heard you correctly. Okay, so you're at Zin Burger. You define, you manifest your individual Zinful Moment, whatever that is, and I'm going to share mine with you in a minute. But you take a picture of that, you capture that, you post it on Instagram or Facebook, you hashtag Zinful with two L's, as I see, Zinful Moments, and then you tag Eat Zin Burger, and then someone who has the most magnificent Zinful Moment is going to get Zin Burger for a year?
For a year, only for the good rest of May. So you need to do it fast, act fast. You only got a few more, less than a week left, so get it in there.
Okay, so do that now. You have less than a week to do it. I'm going to do it. I know Mike Lopez wants Zin Burger for a year.
You know, Gabriel, I'm leaving here tonight. I'm heading to Zin Burger, and I'm going to come see you. I got a guy.
So let me ask you, Gabriel, this is good at both the Grant Road Zin Burger as well as River Road, correct?
Correct. Our two locations, River and Campbell and Grant, right across from the Costco.
Okay. Now, my Zinful Moment, Gabriel Kiwis, involves spreading the truffle aioli all over my body. I understand this is a family show, and this is a very public manifestation of how I feel zinfully refreshed. But I don't know. I mean, is there enough truffle aioli in the house to cover my body?
I mean, we're taught to say yes is the answer. What is the question? That's kind of stretching it a little bit. But yes, we have enough truffle aioli to recover any quest like that. Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
Fries with Parmesan cheese and chives with a side of truffle ale. Delicious.
The double truffle fries are world-renowned. I can see your team at the back of the house now whipping together, you know, gallons, 50-gallon drums of truffle aioli, knowing that Matt Russell is going to be walking in any minute.
He's on his way.
So anyway, again, you have until the end of the month, the end of May, to come up with your Zinful Moment, hashtag Zinful Moment on either Facebook or Instagram. And then what's the tag for Instagram? Is it Eat Zin Burger?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Eat Zin Burger, and one of you, I mean, of course, I think I'm going to win when you cover your pie with truffle aioli. I mean, how can't you win? But someone is going to win Zin Burger for a year, and I really hope it's one of our listeners. Now, Zin Burger is doing some other cool stuff as we get closer to the summer months, and, you know, my kids have always loved Zin Burger as a kind of place to go. We'd always do family dinners there. You got kind of a cool kids meal program coming up to celebrate summer, right?
So our summer promo is going to be kids' meals. You can get anywhere from a kid's Sloppy Joe to a grilled cheese. You can get a kid's hamburger or cheeseburger with your side of fries, sweet potato fries. You can get a fresh iceberg lettuce salad or even cottage cheese. All that free for the kids is $3. $3.
$3.
You can't beat that.
$3.
That's the best deal in town right there.
Now I got to ask you, Gabriel. Now, do you define the parameters of kids as anyone who's 49 and younger?
I got to stop you there, Matt. This is we're not going to let the adults cheat on that one. Sorry.
Wishful thinking, I suppose. Anyway, kids' meals, $3 gets you that Zinburger experience. You know, I challenge you to find a better burger and side deal in the whole kind of atmosphere of Zinburger than at Zinburger Wine and Burger Bar. Again, both locations on Grant Road and on River and Campbell. We have just about a minute left. One of the things we love about Zinburger, Gabriel Kiwis, is you change up your burger. Of course, you've got a whole showcase of our artisan signature burgers, but you've got a burger of the month going on. What is the burger of the month for May? And I'll remind you, Gabe, that you were in National Burger Month, so what did you guys decide was worthy to be the burger of the month during the month of May?
Well, we do burgers of the week. Every Monday we have a fresh new burger, fresh new concept, ready to go. This week, it is our spicy chili burger. You get a CAB certified Angus beef, smoked mozzarella, and you get a mixture of poblano and roasted habanero chilies. Spicy, spicy, spicy. It actually comes, if you ask for it, with a little 5-ounce glass of milk if it's too spicy for you.
Nothing's too spicy for me. Now, Mike, are you a spice guy?
A little goes a long way for me. I'm not overpowered, not a habanero guy, but some good jalapenos, some smoked smoked chilies. Okay with that.
You know, and the Diablo burger, which is,
we can do that for you.
Exactly. You know, I love the Diablo burger. It's got a lovely spice to
Correct.
It.
Yeah.
And of course, you can take it as spicy as you want. But anyway, we're talking to Gabriel Kiwis. He's the executive chef at Zinburger Wine and Burger Bar up there on River. Remind all of our listeners again, Gabriel, where are your two locations?
We are located at 1865 East River Road, and then we also have a second Grant location and Wilmot across from the Costco.
Okay, you can't miss it. Now, look, you've spent 7 minutes with us. That's probably 6 minutes longer than your guests want you to be spending with us. Hang up the phone, get back to work, and go have a burger for us, Gabe Kiwis.
Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
Thanks so much.
Gabriel, look forward to seeing you.
Zinburger, man. Zinful moments. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to shift the conversation back to pork. And there is a guy in this community who probably knows pork better than anyone. His name is Rod Miller. He is the owner of E&R Pork. And, boy, do we have a story to tell you. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. I am probably at a place where I mean, I don't know. I can't even put it into words, because everybody that listens to this show knows of my passion for pork, knows about my enthusiasm for barbecue, and we are getting the summer season kicked off in full style here at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, University Boulevard in Main Gate Square. We've got whole hogs here in the smoker. We've got $15 whole hog plates with all the fixings. We got $22 all-you-can-eat hog with all the fixings. Come on down here. Join the barbecue party. I'm here with my celebrity co-host, the director of food and beverage from the Forum Tucson, and a guy who knows a little about pig himself, Mike Lopez.
Hey, Matt Russell. This is the place to be right here.
Now, you just got a note on Facebook from someone who's listening to this show from...
From Memphis, Tennessee.
That's state number 24. I'm keeping track.
Okay.
This show reaches the masses. Hello to Memphis from Southern Arizona. Wish you were here. Of course, they're in Memphis. They're probably eating some Q now, huh?
Actually, I met her husband the other night in Phoenix. He was up here for some training. I met him there Wednesday night. We had a drink up at the Arizona Grand Resort.
Oh, no kidding.
We did.
Absolutely love it. Well, anyway, as we say here here at Red's Smokehouse and Taproom, the pigs are on parade, and there's one guy who is making sure that the pigs are lined up in the right way, all uniform, for all of our palates to celebrate. He is the owner of E&R Pork. He's our good friend, Rod Miller. Rod, how are you?
Doing good, guys. Doing good.
No, I got to tell you, you're keeping your composure fairly well. I mean, if I'm the guy behind all the pigs here, I think I'm going to be going a little nuts now.
Oh, it does. We get pretty crazy. We got quite a few restaurants that we're supplying this to. We got a lot of things coming up this summer. The thing about our product is that we like to get to our customers is we are all Arizona.
And that makes a huge difference, right?
Yes, it does. We all are Arizona. You can talk to the people. I know where our crops are being planted at. I know where our non-GMO products are being planted at. We can talk to Hayden Mills, who we get our wheat germ from.
Right.
Instead of using that, you can talk to Ted Haas, who owns Bonita Beans. You can come out to our farm, you can pick out pigs that you want for yourself. We got our own USDA-approved meat label. We have to do everything we say we're going to do, and that's what we do.
I love that.
We give a good product to the public, and there is a big difference between our product and other products. We got several restaurants that have done blind tests here. We got quite a few chefs that have done blind tests with our pork. And we have won hands down.
You know, one of the chefs in town that I just love, and I have to confess, I'd never heard of E&R Pork until Chris Brolick over at Proper told me about E&R Pork.
Yes.
And then it seems like every chef I talk to after that talks about, you know, Rod Miller and what you guys are doing with pigs. And, you know, local, sustainable. Now, I heard you say something I want to kind of go back to. Because, when you know, I'll go to the grocery store and buy a lobster. I'll pick out a lobster. You told me that I can show up to E&R Pork, and I can pick out a pig.
Yes.
I don't have to have a permit or a license or be a restaurateur or doing a wholesale thing.
I
can come out and buy a pig.
All you got to do when you come out to buy a pig from us off our property, if you want to take it or if you want to pick one out to have it processed for yourself personally, you got to follow our biohazard codes because we don't want no diseases coming on our farm.
Yeah, good.
And all you got to do is just put on disposable boots, a jumpsuit, and you can go out there and pick out whatever pig you want.
What, does that sound like fun? That's a field trip for Mike Lopez and myself.
I would love to see something like that. I'd enjoy coming out to see you guys.
Yeah. And like here, that's going on down here to Reds tonight with them guys. Actually, this is a full circle here at Reds because the Dragoon Brewery, we get their spent grains from them. Then we also have Delback Whiskey. Does the whiskey here in town, they get their, I get all their spent grain, which all their spent grain comes from an organic farm
right
out in Marana at BKW Farms.
That's right.
Owned by Ralph Wong.
So this is Southern Arizona captured in this protein. Now, when I come out to your place, I usually travel with my own butcher. I like to bring Mike Lopez, you know, because I'm a little intimidated.
No.
He said it's nothing. Taking apart a pig is just, you know, you do it blindfolded.
Yeah.
Now, what I know at E&R Pork, you have several breeds of pigs. What kind of pig is the star of the show here at the Summer Barbecue Bash at Red Smokehouse?
This is our Berkshire.
Okay. It's just our, like you were saying, Mike.
That's what I said.
We run full-blooded Berkshires. We run full-blooded Red Wattles. We run full-blooded Duroks. And we also have some Mangalese, which are a very special pig. They're hairy. They're woolly. They're known as the woolly, but they're the cobalt of the pork.
That's what they say. And that's what Chris Brolick was using on those new banh mi's that are about to roll out on his menu.
Yes, we have problems with a lot of restaurants that use the Mangalese that people think they're getting fed beef. And it's not. It's a pork product.
Imagine that.
It is a totally, totally different taste. It is a phenomenal pig. Arizona is doing a wonderful job at supporting us in what we're doing.
I love that.
We are also in the process right now, and it'll be opening probably in October. We're going to open a full-blown charcuterie.
Oh, you are?
With our products.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. Where is E&R Pork located? So if I want to make arrangements to head out there and take a look at the landscape of swines that you have, where are you located?
We're located at 10852 South Side Saddle Lane in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Which we usually use a familiar landmark, Valencia and I-10, or the Triple T truck stop. We're 7 miles south of that.
Oh, you're right there.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. You don't have to drive an hour to go get your pigs.
Nope. We have people come out to the farm all the time. They can't make it to the farmer's markets. We do a farmer market on Saturday and Sundays. They can't make it there. They come out to the farm, and they pick their meat up directly at the farm, too. We can also sell to the private person. If you don't want your meat frozen, I can give you a piece of pork that will be harvested on Wednesday, and you can pick it up Friday, and it won't be frozen. Your stuff will never see a freezer.
That's
Wow.
I would love to see something like that. I'd enjoy coming out and checking you guys out. Now, how many breeds of hogs do you carry out there?
We got 7 breeds all total, but we're having problems finding some of the ones that we want because we want the old bloodlines. So we're scaling it back down to 4. About 4 breeds is what we're going to have.
Okay, now,
some of the bloodlines are hard to find.
Yeah, and I lived in North Carolina for many years. With the Dirac was a big pig out there that we carried. And the Ossabaw out of the George Islands.
Yeah.
It was a big, East Coast mainly.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff. Lots of great pigs under the sun to explore. Anyway, E&R Pork is the place you got to go. Rod Miller is the owner. Can we give your telephone number on the air?
You can give my telephone number, or you can go to enrpork.com is our website.
enrpork.com. Anyway, Rod Miller, thanks for bringing the pigs, buddy.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Another quick commercial break, some news, and we're going to come back and talk to Romero Scavo and CJ Ham live from Red Smokehouse and Tap Room, University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. Stick around, fellow foodies. We will be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Now that summer is officially within sight, the good guys at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room in Main Gate Square will be turning up the heat for a summer barbecue bash on May 21st. This smoking hot event runs from 4 to 8 p.m. with ice-cold local craft beers from Dragoon Brewing Company, custom cocktails featuring Tucson's own Whiskey Del Bac, and a parade of locally raised pigs, courtesy of E&R Pork. Choose the whole hog plate with all the fixings for only $15, or do what I do and go all the way with all-you-can-eat hog for only $22. How will I be preparing for another summer in Tucson? With pigs, whiskey, and beer, of course. It's the Summer Barbecue Bash on May 21st at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, 943 East University Boulevard. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are, as I said, broadcasting with hogs in surround sound. We are coming to you live from the, let's call it, first annual Summer Barbecue Bash at Red's Smokehouse and Tap Room, University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. Having a great time. We got whole hog plates. We've got great specialty cocktails from Hamilton Distillers, the guys behind Whiskey Del Bac. We got Tristan White from Dragoon Brewing Company in the house, making a lot of friends with some great specials on Dragoon beer. We also have our celebrity co-host, the director of food and beverage from the Forum Tucson Chef, Mike Lopez. I mean, I wish this was a two-hour show, man. Seriously.
We could go all weekend.
We could.
2 hours. Let's go all weekend.
Well, you know what? As long as Romero Scavo is in the house, going all weekend doesn't seem like a hard thing to do.
No. We got great food, great beers, good environment.
Seriously.
CJ Romero, this is where you want to be.
CJ Ham, general manager of Red Smokehouse and the man behind the mystery here, the man, the legend,
the owner, the proprietor, and the guy who somehow figured out a way to get a Myron Mission smoker down University Boulevard, Romero Scalvo. What's going on, guys?
Hello, hello.
Congratulations, dudes. I mean, look, yes, the party started at 4 o'clock today.
It started right then,
I think you had people starting to knock at the door at like 1 for crying out loud.
Yeah, no, 4 o'clock, it was out. Plates were out. Yeah.
No, man, it started last night.
Yeah, people, you know,
people know last night. It started, party started yesterday.
Campers, chairs,
going all
tents.
Day.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're going to get to Romero in a second, but CJ Ham, general manager here, give our listeners a sense because, you know, there's still a couple of hours left in the party. And something tells me there, you know, you're not going to be locking the doors at 8 o'clock. Still some great bar action, great food action. Tell everybody how things are kind of set up here at Reds for this bash.
We are food people at heart, man. We got food. We'll sell it to you. Come on in. Got great drinks, got great beer, great food, great people. I mean, it's a who's who in this place.
It
right
totally
now.
Is. I mean, I've seen Chef Ryan Clark is here. Alan Kaith from K-Gun 9 on your side is here. We just go around. Rod Miller is here from the NR Park. We go around the room. All of these guys turn out because you know what? They love you guys' take on Q. That's what it is.
If you build it, they will come.
Totally. Now, you got the doors swung open. You got, like, a little buffet going on outside.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, are you still able to order off the regular menu here?
Or you are.
You're just doing the hog plates? The whole menu.
You're able to order anything you want. Absolutely. We've got wings back there, brisket still. So if you don't want the whole hog plate, we won't be offended. All of our Q is 100% good, 100% all the time.
Well,
so.
I'll tell you what. If there's somebody that does not choose the all-you-can-eat hog, they're not listening to this show. I can assure you. But, you know, when Romero Scavo rolls in, you know, I got to tell you, the first time I met you was probably, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. You were up at Hacienda del Sol,
yeah.
And you were doing an Argentinian pig roast.
Yes.
You had built a fire,
yep.
And you had surrounded the fire with these steaks,
mm-hmm.
And attached to each steak was a pig.
Yes.
You had pigs going around the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And at that moment, I said, this dude knows his swine.
I heard about that.
And I said, it's almost like start a stopwatch. You know, this guy's got barbecue in his blood. He's going to be doing something in Tucson. Now, of course, Pasco across the street has generated a lot of excitement in the food community here. But how did you come to actually pull the trigger on bringing, you know, Romero Scavo's take on barbecue to Southern Arizona?
Well, I guess the way we looked at it is, what do we like to do on our days off? What do we do when we're trying to relax, get out of the kitchen? There's always a smoker going, you know? And then just like those events you talked about, when we invite a lot of people, what better way to roast whole animals over an open fire? So as we were thinking about a second location or another concept, we said, let's go with what we're good at, what we're comfortable with. And try to be a little less crazy as normal.
Right.
You know?
Roasting whole animals. I wrote this down because this is what I want to do when I grow up. I want to roast whole animals over an open fire for a living. I want to be Romero Scavo for like a weekend.
Oh, yes. How fortunate. We are lucky.
So how would, in the world of barbecue, for some of our listeners that may not have been down to Reds before, when you think about barbecue, you know, and Mike Lopez was talking about kind of the range of breeds of pigs, and he talked about his North Carolina days. So when we think North Carolina, we think, you know, vinegar-based.
Yes.
We think
yes.
Memphis, Kansas City, there's that kind of southern style. How would you describe kind of the barbecue approach here at Reds?
Well, as far as the pork goes, we do take that Carolina approach with vinegars, but we throw our touch on it with chili arbol, guajillo chilies, and roasted jalapenos.
Mm.
And then we kind of cherry pick of all of our favorite styles. Our brisket and our beef ribs are in the Texas salt and pepper.
Right.
And then Kansas City on our baby back ribs, of course.
Okay, so it's like kind of like one stop shopping here, CJ.
Yeah, it's all the best of every region. We bring it here, we Tucson it up, and send it out.
Exactly. Tucson it up.
I love
5-2-0,
that.
5-2-0.
Yeah, exactly. Represent, you know. And I've lost count how many Tucson Foodie shirts I've seen here today.
Yes.
Tucson Foodie is represented in big numbers here.
Not to mention, we got to give Rep to UC a shout out for our event T-shirts.
Oh, we are.
Your logo's on the back, even. All of our logos on the back.
Oh, can people buy those shirts here today?
Right out sale. There's a pop up tent from Rep to UC right out front. They're selling them. People are wearing them. It's a good time, man. It's
absolutely
all-inclusive Tucson event.
Well, this is what you said, CJ, when you first told me about your idea, when you got together with Romero, and you say, look, I mean, graduation was a few days ago, right? And summer is this kind of season that, you know, I would say that, like, real foodies, they just love. You know, you don't have to run off and go somewhere else. They celebrate what Tucson is really all about.
Yeah.
But when you think about eating in Tucson, I mean, Main Gate Square, talk about one-stop shopping. I mean, you got a little of everything right here.
Absolutely.
And you want to celebrate the season big and bold right here,
yeah.
And we got a whole season of barbecue right around the
yeah,
corner.
Yeah, me and Romero can't relax, so we're not ready to relax for the summer. So that's why graduation's over. We want to keep it going, keep the party live down here.
Right. So we were talking to Rod Miller from E&R Pork. Now, this guy is like a true celebrity.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But he's just sort of humble, right? I mean, he's Rod Miller, for crying out loud. He raises some of the greatest pigs. Now, you, Romero, when you're deciding which kind of pigs you want to bring into Red, because we know your standards.
Right.
We know sort of your vision and your philosophy, and you can get pigs anywhere. What is it about E&R that sort of gave them the nod for an event like this?
They're doing something special, you know, and as we've gone out over these years and looking for something like this, it hasn't been that easy. And when we found him, the quality and the pigs he's raising are amazing, but he also makes it easier on
right.
you because he directs you in the right direction with the style of event you want to do, how long the cook is, what you're cooking it in or on.
Right.
So it was very easy for us.
And he told us before you guys came on that you know, I sometimes when I go to the grocery store, I pick out a lobster and I take it home. He says the average consumer can show up at E&R Pork, pick out a pig, and take it home. That's crazy to me.
Yeah,
you just go out there and pick out whatever pig you want. Now, and he says you got to put on boots, and you got to put on, you know, like this big, you know, smock or whatever. I mean, that's, we're talking about local protein.
And the marbling
Beautiful.
Was amazing. When we were getting it all butchered up, injected, seasoned mm-hmm. yesterday. The marbling, some of the best we've seen.
I can't wait to dig my teeth into that. We're going to do that in a few minutes. Mike, you had a question.
Now, Rumor, what did you inject it with?
We did apple juice, sugar, apple cider vinegar. Mm. Always throwing a little bit of love in there and that good those good feelings.
Got,
you know?
Got that mojo going
yeah.
right there.
Seriously.
You got it going.
Yeah. And what I love about that is you're representing the classics, but you're not getting so totally carried away to inject everything under the sun,
right.
and oh look,
with
apricot
yeah.
preserves going
right.
in the butt. No, no,
you know,
pork butt. Yeah, so you're representing the classic nature of Q,
yes.
and you're bringing it in
yes.
as that
yes.
love, that mojo. I love that.
Yeah, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right,
right.
Exactly. Now this smoker back here, I would imagine. Now, did you have like a police escort surrounding, you know, let me just give a little heads up here to all of our listeners. If you're ever going to park in Main Gate Square, you got to go see my friend Jeff Richardson.
Jeff.
He is a guy, you know, and he looks like a very good friend of mine. He came for his free cup. Now,
he goes harder than pain in that.
You know what I did, though? I said, if I'm going to give you a cup, I want my $5 parking back if I'm going to give you the cup. Jeff, thanks so much, man. So we were talking about this smoker here. This is a big smoker, man.
Yes, the second largest they make. There's one more that's bigger. Believe that? There's one more.
I can't. That blows my mind.
You know, Romero, I had a dream the other night, and the smoker was in it. I don't want to say what you were doing, but the smoker was in there. It was there, buddy.
Our celebrity co-host dreams about smokers.
Yeah.
You're coming back, man. What are you doing next Saturday?
We'll be here all night. Next Saturday, I'll be here at Red Smoke Austin Tap Room or Pasco.
Nice.
I'll be in the neighborhood.
Now, how much protein can you get in that thing? I mean, that's like a condominium, crying out loud.
Over 800 pounds.
800 pounds.
What,
oh, my gosh.
What did I say?
You said, yeah, I mean, he nailed
say?
It.
Yeah.
He knows his
nice.
There we go.
And that thing is running. I mean, when you're thinking about, especially pork shoulder, that takes a little bit more time than,
yes.
say, the ribs do or the chickens do. I mean, is that thing running?
24 hours. We turn it down.
24 hours.
23, we do clean it, you know, we have to clean it. And they have this awesome water pan underneath it. So we clean out that water pan as well. But that's the key and the...
It's a liquid smoke right there.
Yeah.
Liquid smoke.
That's what made it special. When you do a lot of, like, self pits that you make yourself, you're always squeezing water pans in. This one was designed So the steam is top-notch.
So you're happy with this purchase. This is glorious.
And
you're not one of these guys that hides their smokers.
No.
It's in the
we
back.
We wanted it right in the front.
Loud and proud. It's right there.
Yes.
Loud and proud.
Seriously.
Another special thing with this one is it's all wood. It's all wood. It's not gas, and then with a little bit of wood, it's all wood.
Oh, interesting.
And it has a gas option if we want to set it, and we just
nice.
Keep it off.
You have not exercised the gas option.
We don't need it.
Because he's Ramiro's Cabo. No, gas need not apply.
We just murdering trees and murdering pigs in this place
now,
all
you know,
day.
As Ramiro chooses to roast whole animals over an open fire, that was the beginning of his culinary career. We got some cocktails being shaken up by some stars behind the bars down here. We talked about, I saw Tristan here from Dragoon. He's doing some specials here on Dragoon Brewing Company, but you guys have chosen, again, in celebration of local, because that's the backdrop for this entire broadcast, it's local. You guys went right to a local distiller to showcase some whiskeys here today and some
Absolutely.
Cocktails that you won't see anywhere else.
No, these are 100% original cocktails featuring each one of the Del Bac spirits. They all kind of have a twist of summertime, but also a twist of those good old Scavo cocktail classics such as Father Kino.
Oh, so over there at Pasco.
We still don't have a Father Kino yet, but we are working our butts off on getting our own Father Kino.
Now, how much smoking did Father Kino do? Have we read his story? Did he do a lot of smoking? And we have to find
probably back then, that was the only way to cook.
Now, see, everybody's coming up. They're, like, shooting selfies with Ramiro. He's coming back from the back of the house, making friends. So we got three cocktails going on right here. Of course, full bar, open bar. Or not open bar, but full bar.
Full bar,
yeah,
not open bar,
but full bar. Coming on here, have some great cocktails, some great craft brews. Now, I see, looking at the lineup of brews that you guys have here, and also in the bottle shop, which is on the other side of the bar, local, again, is part of what you guys are celebrating when it comes to the craft beer
scene. Absolutely. I mean, Scott Miller, our beer guru, he's really good at putting together really interesting beers and a nice selection. Focused on local, of course. However, he brings in some cool stuff from all over the world. We have a full retail license, so you can come on into our bottle shop there, make yourself up a little mixer, sixer, take it to go.
Oh, nice.
As well as we got 20 taps that are always rotating. I mean, always something new's going on. Something interesting, something local or something not local, but something you can't find everywhere.
And I love the fact, I saw a historic beer. I love the historic brewery up in Flagstaff. And you don't really see that a whole lot around town.
No, we got the Bisbee Brewery, too.
I mean, if you want, you know, obviously a great Tucson 520 representation here, but if you're looking for some other beers, and not necessarily in the Phoenix area, of course, there's great beer breweries
Absolutely.
In Phoenix.
Yep.
But some of the out counties, you guys find great brewers. And if they meet your standards, you're bringing them here in Reds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mixer Sixer. So you literally can get six beers, mix and match, bring them all in. Here's Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie, TucsonFoodie.com.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What? He can't go anywhere without an entourage. Check him out, man. He has the same police escort that your smoker did when he came down to Berkeley Boulevard. Anyway, there's always a party whenever Adam Lehrman is in
Adam's
the house.
Adam's man.
Seriously. Well, you know, before we do our trivia question, we're going to do a quick tasting, but get us caught up, Ramiro, on what's happening across the street. So we talked about Reds. Now, I know there's only so much Ramiro Scalva to go around, but from time to time, you got to go back home to the mothership there.
Oh, yeah.
And Pasco, give our listeners an update on what's going on there.
Well, actually, in June, we're going to do a little in-house battle between Reds and Pasco, kind of like an Iron Chef or a knife fight, if you will.
Oh, fun.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And Andrew Bono and Sam Kranyak, they're just thrown down right in great special features for the summer. They do come over here and want to use the smoker as well. Everyone does, and try to put a little bistro twist on
nice.
Some of the items we're doing there as
nice.
Well.
Man. So you got Reds here on this side of University Boulevard. You got Pasco on the other side of University Boulevard. When was the last time, Ramiro, you actually went home?
Oh, you know, I've been really, really lucky. We have a great staff, a great team behind us. I'm able to do a lot. I'm actually able to really do a lot.
Great.
So I feel very lucky.
With that said, vote Ramiro Scavo for Iron Chef.
Yes.
Me from Reds will be a sous chef. Andrew Bono from Pasco will be the other
sous
chef.
You're going to be on the team.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm emceeing that event this year.
Yeah.
With Jonathan Landine.
Jonathan Landine, that's good color right there.
Can you imagine Jonathan?
You're play-by-play, he's color.
Exactly. So Iron Chef, I mean, I've seen Ramiro work. Okay, he knows 60 minutes. Some chefs don't know 60 minutes. So That's all you got on Iron Chef.
Yes.
And when you're at like minute 58 and you haven't played it up, you're in trouble. Watching Romero work Iron Chef a few years ago was quite something.
He'll be done in 40 minutes and be yelling at me and Drew the other 20.
So what's the secret to success for you this year in Iron Chef? Now, of course, whoever wins this year goes up against Danny Perez from the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort. You want everybody to know that it is a voting thing. You gotta, you know, whoever gets the most votes wins. Do we know how to tell people to vote? I mean, is that, I mean, I can't do it. You gotta say it. Do they go to some website?
Yeah, they go to ironcheftucson.com, fill out their name, email, click that little button next to Ramiro Scavo, and then tell all their friends and family, then post it on Facebook, Instagram, everything. Get us in that seat. We want to throw down with Danny.
There it is, man. And I tell you, and Danny is some serious competition.
He's all about.
You know, we love Danny Perez.
Danny goes hard.
Danny goes hard. Now, look, I see Mike Lopez just pulled out some Jerry's cigars. You can't have pigs without smokes, you know, without Puros. Now, can you smoke cigars in the patio? You can, I mean, sort of way far away.
We have our smoking area of the patio for cigars and all the...
All right, we're going to do a tasting after our next commercial break, but let's give one of our listeners a chance to see who knows the answer to the trivia question. Whoever is the first person to send us an email with the right answer is going to get a Red's Smokehouse and Taproom gift card. Have you guys thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I got one for you.
Do it.
Name the three kinds of Del Boc whiskey.
Great question. Okay, Whiskey Del Boc, locally distilled whiskey right here in Tucson, Arizona, has three different kinds of whiskeys.
Yep.
And we want to know, what are the three distinct whiskeys that Stephen Paul and Hamilton Distillers distills right here in Tucson? If you think you know the answer to the question, send us a note right now at onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a Red's Smokehouse and Taproom gift certificate. We're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and dive in to some of this award-winning queue at the Summer Barbecue Bash at Red's Smokehouse and Taproom, University Boulevard and Main Gate Square. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. We are live from the Summer Barbecue Bash at Red's Smokehouse and Taproom, University Boulevard in Main Gate Square. Again, we got pork and surround sound. We got a whole hog plate with all the fixings for only $15. We got all-you-can-eat hog, which is what I do, and all the fixings for only $22. We're back here with Mike Lopez, CJ Hammond, Romero Scavo. Let's do a little eating, guys.
Yeah.
So what do we got going on here? Is this the plate that we're talking about?
This is the plate.
This is whole hog. So, Romero, what do we got going on here?
You know, the great thing about this whole hog is it actually was fed the grain from the Del Boc whiskey.
That's what Rod said. I mean, that's crazy. So it's like Circle of Life.
Yes.
Circle of Tucson. Stop me before I get spiritual.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata right there. We got it going.
So walk around the plate here. What do we got, Chef?
Well, let's start with our we have a nice traditional macaroni salad, but what we do is we deglaze the corn and peppers with whiskey, cool it, and then mix the salad.
You deglaze the peppers for the mac salad with whiskey.
Yes, sir.
There's whiskey in the mac salad.
There is.
Is that how you roll here at Red's?
That's how we roll.
Okay, Romero, deglaze my middle name. I want you to know that. Just throw that out there.
Wow. I don't know how you like your mac salad. I like mine with whiskey.
All right.
That's beautiful. Nice little kick of spice on there. Right at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Not overwhelming.
Got a little bite.
Really, really nice.
Good roasted chilies in there.
All right. So where are we going next on the plate?
Let's go right into, hey, CJ.
Yeah. Well, you know my Italian background.
Yep.
When we eat our pork, we like a little bit of mint and a little bit of melon. So we got a minted melon salad here, a little three melons, quick vinaigrette.
Beautiful. Vinaigrette on melons. Mint. Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I got a guy.
You try
that. I got a guy.
So I have a melon allergy, so I'm going to move around.
Yeah,
the next thing
don't
on the
eat
plate.
That.
Although it looks great.
Grilled vegetables.
I got yours, Matt.
Our awesome barbecue beans.
One of the things I love about the menu here at Red's is the different sides that you have. And the creativity and the naming of the sides. So it's not just mac salad, beans. I mean, there's a story behind every side, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grilled vegetables, beautiful beans. What's the secret behind these beans, though? Because
a little something.
I've heard people talk about these beans.
Well, a little something. Don't let the name throw you off, but we call it bean slop. We make this concoction, and it's our little secret of drippings, touch of barbecue sauce, and spices, and we put it right in there.
I love it when you drip. I've always loved it when you drip. Seriously.
I've got the smoke in there. I'm tasting that.
All right, beautiful. So you got beautiful beans, grilled vegetables. Now, what do we got going on right here?
That's a yam.
Sweet potato. Yeah,
sweet potatoes.
So, is this smoked? Is it grilled?
Yes.
A smoked yam, Romero Scano?
We throw vegetables in the smoker like we'd put in sides of meat. So we'll throw in yams, whole cabbage heads, beets, sweet potatoes, parsnips when they're around over the winter. So, staying along with that farmer's market vegetable theme. And you'd be amazed at how many vegetarians come in here for their vegetables and their meat.
It's barbecue for veg, right?
Yeah.
This is how a vegetarian can really have barbecue,
celebrate
the smoke, and do what these are. I've never seen smoked yams before.
That's amazing.
We're smoking everything.
Man. Again, and whatever the season is producing, you're putting that in a smoker.
Yes.
Around the calendar.
And they are tasting the brisket. They are asking for pulled pork.
Yeah. Seriously.
We do that to people. We love it.
And what a coincidence.
Vegetarian.
Look where I'm going here.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the pork. Mm-hmm. This is the E&R. The Berkshire, as you said, Mike Lopez. Mm-hmm. This is the Berkshire pork.
Oh.
Talk to us about how long these pigs are in the smoker.
24 hours. 24 hours. We let it really just relax for those last 2 hours. But it was over 250 pounds. When we put it in after the injection.
250 pounds.
Yeah, it was slamming it in there.
Did you hoist that bad boy in there, CJ?
We did it at 5:30 yesterday, and we turned around and the restaurant, all the customers had their cameras out behind us.
Yeah, it was
like
a paparazzi.
This is serious pork.
When I'm relaxed, I'm thinking of a recliner. But if I had a Myron Nixon smoker at home, I'd be sitting in that.
Oh, yeah.
Big was.
With the door open. Yeah. Not a little ventilation. Talk about that pork, Mike. I mean, that's serious stuff. Tender. It's like candy.
It falls apart.
Yeah.
There's so much, the smoke ring, it's amazing.
A little bit of the bark on the end that I see. You've got some bark in there.
Oh, yeah. The natural flavors. You can taste the injection. If that's the plate I want to get, that's where it's at right there.
Beautiful. Now, I see you got a selection of sauces. Now, you don't sauce up the pork butt for everybody that comes in. You can sauce it up at your leisure to make it sort of your own. Mm-hmm. How many different sauces do you have out there?
We have three out today. Our vinegar base that we always have, our house sauce. Then we have our house hickory, which is a tomato base that we always have. And then for the event, we did a specialty barbecue sauce. It's sweet, spicy, made with Dragoon. Stronghold Session.
You got the beer in the barbecue sauce.
Beer in the barbecue sauce, which is a nice segue for that beauty.
Is a cocktail featuring a whiskey, Del Bach. What do we got here?
Yeah, I don't want to quite say which
Del
Bach is in
there. Oh, we got a trivia question.
That's right. But that is our El Diablo Dorado. It's got a smoked whiskey, some local orange bitters, a little grenadine, and a touch of habanero in there, some fresh citrus.
Oh, man. So I'm trying
It's like one of those Sour Patch commercials. It's mean, and then it's nice and sweet.
What do we got going on here?
I don't know. That was just dropped.
Cracklins.
Cracklins from the hog.
Chicharron.
Nice.
Chicharrones.
I just want I want like 2 pounds of those cracklins. Seriously.
It's good. I'm going to crunch too loud on the radio, though.
I know. You hear me over here?
That was you?
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to remind everybody the party's going to go on until about 8 o'clock tonight. But the party keeps going on past the barbecue bash. Reds is open. Got great cocktails, great brews.
We got great sticks from Jerry Cigars. We're going to go find a little place to fire up those bad boys. But anyway, I want to thank you, Ramirez Cabo, and you, CJ Hemp, for everything
you
guys do. Let's keep the party started. The barbecue never goes out of style. Thank you guys so much. And thank Mike Lopez, oh, my goodness, you're giving me a cigar.
You know, Matt, from me to you, from Jerry Cigars. Romero, thank you for being relevant. CJ, we enjoy your hospitality.
Thank you, sir. It's Red's always good to have you.
Place to be tonight. Come on down, guys.
Yep. Now remind everybody where Red's is located, Romero.
Red's is located at 943 East University Boulevard on University, closer to Park. Come on down. We're here.
And where can they find you online?
They can find us at redsuofa.com.
Redsuofa.com. Anyway, the party, unfortunately for the radio show, is done, but we're going to continue the party after we're off. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you at Red's.
Yeah.